KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, it's clear and 59 degrees. We look forward to be mostly sunny today with a high near 80. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. In local news, the Atlantic Fire Department was called to a fully involved barn fire south of town Wednesday afternoon. The call about the fire at 62706 610th Street came in at around 3:46 p.m. Atlantic Fire Chief Tom Capel said Wednesday when firefighters arrived on the scene, the barn was basically close to being on the ground.
Just assessing the situation, we also have another barn back there that's had a little bit of fire going in it, so we're trying to get that taken care of right at the minute. There wasn't anybody home here, I believe, at the time of the incident. Nobody was injured. We did call Lewis in for some water and some manpower. At this time, I don't have any idea what started it. Causes are unknown, and until we investigate, probably we'll stick with that.
Initial reports had indicated an electrical wire was sparking in the area due to the high winds, but again, that's not clear if that's what caused the barn to catch fire. An older boat and an old lawnmower were being stored inside the barn, and both were a total loss. The Cass County Sheriff's Office yesterday said 25-year-old Cray Matthew Lukehart of Atlantic turned himself into the Cass County Jail on Tuesday. Lukehart was wanted on a sheriff's office warrant for theft in the third degree and aggravated misdemeanor. He was released later in the day Tuesday on his own recognizance. The Atlantic School District's Board of Education held an electronic meeting Wednesday evening during which they approved resignations of Justin Williams, 9th through 12th grade at-risk teacher and JV football and assistant tennis coach, Kathy Swinnerton, special education paraeducator, and Ernie Hawthorne, special education driver. They also approved contract recommendations for several previously mentioned individuals with the late addition of contracts for Derek Handel as freshman softball coach, Terry Hinsman to run the credit recovery summer school, and Alyssa Cool's transfer from the title reading to second grade teacher. The board also acted on spring coaching contracts with some positions remaining open, including assistant boys and girls tennis coach and head high school girls soccer. In other business, they received facility projects updates from Snyder & Associates engineer Dave Sturm and project liaison Bob Sweeney. Sturm said drainage continues to be an issue on the south end of the Trojan Bowl, and the recent rain hasn't helped. Water reappeared when a trench was dug for a retaining wall footing.
What we had did for over-excavation was working just fine, but when we went and cut through there with a four-foot trench for the foundation of the retaining wall, the water started seeping in clear at the bottom of that trench. So the contractor has dug another deep hole and has been pumping that water out in an attempt to lower the water table through that area, which hopefully will stabilize that soil enough once they get the water table down to allow them to stabilize the base.
Sturm said that should be possible without the need for over-excavating. Bob Sweeney said the retaining wall issue has been a thorn in his side and is close to running over budget, but he's confident the adjustments and contractor cooperation, the price tag will not be exceeded. Board approved an internet infrastructure purchase for connectivity in the light of the continuous learning environment requirements. The district will spend an estimated $40,000 altogether for equipment and labor. The transmitter and receiver will be located above the Cass County Courthouse. Information Technology Director Roger Warren and NishnaNet's Scott Bennett helped to identify the need for internet infrastructure and what would best serve the district. Warren says it's important not to wait any longer to get the necessary system pieces and get them installed.
The thing we really need to get started on is we have to get at this. If you remember me telling you that, you know, since China's where most of this stuff is coming from, everybody that deals with electronic equipment's having a tough time. So we need to get started so when they become available, we can jump on it.
Superintendent Steve Barber said CARES Act funds and Pebble money will be used to pay for the project. In other business, the Atlantic School Board decided to continue with their Zoom meetings for at least another month in July. Once their in-person meetings resume in the high school media room, unless guidance changes from the Department of Public Health, social distancing will be observed and there will be a limit on the number of people who may attend directly. Meetings will likely be broadcast via Zoom as well until further notice. The Atlantic School Board approved the purchase of a mower from Ultimate Lawn and Power in Atlantic for $10,819. They also approved Superintendent Barber's contract for 2020-21, which includes a 2% salary increase. A 2020-21 school business official contract with the CAM School District for the services of Atlantic Finance and Director and Board Secretary Sarah Sheeter. CAM pays 30% of the cost. Atlantic gets funding for 5 students as part of the agreement, which has been in effect for the past 2 years, and CAM wishes to continue. The school board also approved allowing parents to transport their athletes to baseball and softball games in light of COVID-19. and the issuance of permission slips for parents to sign. In our funeral announcements, Lynette Steele, age 59, of rural Anita, died Sunday. Funeral services for Lynette Steele will be today at 10:30 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Berdine Chandler, age 85, of Adair, died Saturday in Stewart. A memorial service for Berdine Chandler will be today at 10:30 at the Dalmanutha Cemetery, north of Casey. Hockenberry Funeral Home of Adair has arrangements. James Langston, age 73, of Stewart, died May 27th. Memorial services for James Langston will be today at 11 o'clock at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. Michael Gregg, age 50, of Huntington, West Virginia, died May 29th. Funeral services for Michael Gregg will be today at 11 o'clock at the Luss Hills Funeral Home in Carson. Marilyn Inkin, age 82, of Atlantic, died Monday in Elkhorn. Funeral services for Marilyn Inkin will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. Dean Fike, age 85, of Fontenelle, died Sunday in Creston. Public graveside services for Dean Fike will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock in the Greenfield Cemetery. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has arrangements. Robert Huffman, age 78, of Cedar Falls and formerly of Audubon, died June 6th. A memorial service for Robert Huffman will be tomorrow at 1:30 at the Dahl Van Hove Schuf Funeral Home in Cedar Falls. Marvel Chapman, age 74, of Des Moines, died May 31st. A public graveside service for Marvel Chapman will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the Pleasant Grove Cemetery in rural Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home of Fontenelle has arrangements. Mabel Buboltz, age 97, of Walnut, died March 15th. A graveside memorial service for Mabel Buboltz will be on Sunday at 2 o'clock at the Layton Township Cemetery in Walnut. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Charlotte Bierbaum, age 65, of Griswold, died Monday. Funeral services for Charlotte Bierbaum will be this Monday at 10:30 at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. Forrest Woody Grugan, age 74, of Brayton, died June 1st at his home in rural Brayton. A celebration of life memorial graveside service for Forrest Woody Grugan will be on Monday at 11 a.m. in the Iowa Veterans Cemetery in Adel, with the Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon in charge of arrangements. Rosemary Davidson, age 81, formerly of Atlantic, died Saturday in Seymour, Indiana. Funeral services for Rosemary Davidson will be next Tuesday at 10:30, the First Lutheran Church south of Wyota. Hockenberry Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. And Larry Willey, age 78, of Waukee, died June 2nd. Private family graveside services will be held for Larry Willey at a later date near Bagley. Twig Funeral Home of Panora has arrangements. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.